Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Welcome to The Terrible Take, a mini podcast telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Josh Carney. Versatility is the name of the game in today's NFL. The more positions you can play, the more you can provide your team, the better. Connor Hayward is aiming to be that for the Steelers moving forward. So far, he's developed into a playmaking tight end in the passing game, especially up the seam. Great hands, knack for getting open, and most importantly, his quarterbacks trust him immensely. Along with his abilities at tight end, Hayward is getting some looks in the backfield, at fullback, and most surprisingly, at running back. Hayward is no stranger to running back, though, having played it in college at Michigan State before a position change in 2021. Hayward has seen snaps at running back in training camp, and even got a carry in the preseason opener against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, gaining 5 yards on the play, as a true running back. With that experience under his belt dating back to college, could Hayward be a short yardage back for the Steelers with his size, taking some of the load off of Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren in those situations? Personally, I would love to see it. Watching Friday's preseason opener, I couldn't help but keep coming back to the thought that Hayward could be the Steelers' version of Taysom Hill in New Orleans. People probably just got upset hearing Hayward and Hill compared, but hear me out. Hill has carved out a career doing whatever is asked of him in the NFL. Whether that's being a gunner on special teams, a short yardage back, an inline blocking tight end, or even a passing game threat at the position. Not to mention his quarterback abilities. Hayward doesn't have the quarterback abilities, at least as far as we know, like Hill does. But there is a Swiss Army knife role there, one that could make Hayward even more valuable to the Steelers than he already is. I love the creativity the coaching staff is displaying so far when it comes to Hayward. Hopefully they look down to New Orleans and try and incorporate some of the ways Hill has been used, with Hayward moving forward. At the end of the day, Connor Hayward is this: a football player, through and through. Utilize that. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Alex Kozora and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.